The Tom Woods Show, episode 1979.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Hey folks, don't even think about missing the libertarian event of the year, the 2000th episode of The Tom Woods Show, live in Orlando, featuring many of your favorites from The Tom Woods Show. And Michael Malice says his special surprise guest, whose identity I myself don't even know, will bring the house down. Cost nothing to attend. Register at tomwoods2000.com. Hey everybody, Tom Woods here. I'm talking today to Cameron Sorsby, who is CEO of Praxis, which is an organization I have endorsed and supported pretty much since its inception. And I've had numerous people, young people, go through their program with success, and I cannot recommend it more highly. It is an alternative to the traditional pattern of you finish high school and then you go off to college for 4 years, rack up 200 grand in debt or whatever it is, but sometimes not quite that much. But then you just sit around and maybe somebody will hire you somewhere. This is very different. This is an opportunity for you to get an internship or apprenticeship type program in a startup somewhere. And for several years, you work for them. So instead of spending several years accumulating debt, you're spending several years accumulating experience and then earning money instead of throwing it out the window. And this makes you stand out. And this is especially important at a time like this when everything's crazy, you know, and there are vaccine mandates on college campuses for kids who obviously don't need them. And since, as we know by now, the vaccines are not stopping the spread, then it really is just an individual decision. And yet they're not allowing people to make that individual decision. So Praxis is going to do something extra in light of that development on the campuses that will help these students who want to break out of this even further. So we're going to talk about that today also. So Cameron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tom. Excited to be here.
It's been a while since I've had somebody from Praxis on, and I'd love to check in with you guys from time to time. And of course, we're living through weird and disturbing times these days. We're living through times when people are increasingly uncertain about their employment or the terms of their employment. And colleges, you know, colleges are supposed to be full of smart people, right? Yeah. They're supposed to be full of smart people, and particularly the elite colleges, everybody there has the attitude that we were born to rule over the rest of you. And yet, even though they're practically 100% vaccinated, these institutions are imposing the dumbest, most anti-science and irrational restrictions imaginable. So it's not super duper attractive to be at one of these institutions. Yeah, I think I'll pay Columbia University 60 grand a year to torture my kid and then blame him for everything that goes wrong. You know, you might have an easier sell getting people to consider alternatives to college these days. So we're going to talk a bit about that in a little while, but I want to start with your personal experience. First, describe for us what the mission of Praxis is, and then tell me about your own personal experience. Because you, now you're with the Praxis team, but you weren't always. You went through the program, you were successful in it, and you decided that this program itself has tremendous merit, and you want to be part of the team.
Right. So first of all, the mission of Praxis, at the core of what we do, it's to help people discover and do what makes them come alive. And we do that through 12-month apprenticeship program. And our focus in that year-long program is to help ambitious, hardworking, intellectually curious young people start their careers, and not just their careers, but their lives off on the right foot, essentially. And we're helping them learn how to create value inside of a business, how to learn new skills, learn how to learn. And so I think the end goal is really so that you can be in control of your own life. And you know what you talked about just there, I think that mission is more important than ever, given the average person's dependencies on these institutions, not, you know, within education, within corporate America, the health industry, everything. And I think ultimately the people that are most successful in the program, they have the confidence and know-how how to build a life of their own on their own terms.
Well, so talk about your own personal experience. And first of all, do you mind if I ask how old you are now?
Sure. I'm 30 years old right now. And I have a long history with Praxis. So I actually interned for our founder, Isaac Morehouse, before he started Praxis. And that was in my senior year of college, actually. And I really relate to the types of people that go through the program these days, because I was the kid growing up who I loved to learn and I hated school. I'd rather be playing sports, doing something competitive. I'd rather be, you know, reading books that I found interesting. And except for, you know, the occasional class or two where you have like an energetic, interesting teacher, I couldn't stand school. I couldn't stand homework. I didn't understand, you know, what the value of 90% of what we were doing. And let's see, I graduated high school in 2008, and 99% of my graduating class, of course, you just go to college. It's hardly even a thought. You know, it's just the next thing to do. If you don't go to college, there's something wrong with you. You must be a loser. So I remember just like jumping into school thinking that's like, all right, I'm just on to the next step of, you know, traditional life, begrudgingly. And I really had a mindset shift about halfway through. First of all, I seriously considered dropping out. I was starting to get involved in libertarian student organizations. I volunteered for the Ron Paul campaign during the, I guess, the 2012 election. And yeah, Iowa caucus back then. And I realized like, okay, if I'm going to figure out what I want to do with my life, I have to start taking action and being intentional. I knew at that time, like college was just, you know, something I was going to do to get done, but I knew I wasn't going to gain any value from it. So I started taking action, gaining experience, pursuing interests. And that really started my career discovery process. And long story short, I ended up interning for Isaac. And then he was starting this, you know, dream company in my mind. You know, the summer after I graduated, I landed a really great first job in Atlanta, Georgia. And I knew Praxis was something I wanted to be involved in. And I looked around and I thought, hey, the most valuable thing that this brand new business needs is paying customers. And also, like, I was really excited about the framework of the program experience overall. I essentially treated it like an entrepreneurial MBA program for myself. I was a college graduate, but I felt like I knew very little about how to build a career that I was going to, you know, enjoy and find fulfillment from. So I decided to join the program and I had an amazing experience. That was the first time in my life where I felt like I was participating in a educational program that was actually enjoyable and practical. I was learning, you know, how to think like an entrepreneur, how to create more value in my first job and in my career. And I also learned that I have a lot more time on my hands than I realize. And in college, I think you're taught to be very passive. It's like, all right, you go to your classes, you do the assignments you're told to do, and you party as much as you can, essentially. And I think for most people, including myself, that ends up being, you know, very unfulfilling in the long term. So going through the program, it was the first time where, you know, I felt like I had a spark in my eye, essentially. And then after the program, I joined the team shortly after that. I've been with Praxis as an employee since 2015, worked on the team, and then in 2019, had the, you know, very fortunate opportunity to become the CEO and kind of take the reins from Isaac.
Well, that's really exciting. Now, especially, as I say, especially in this day and age, when I think there are going to be more and more people looking at alternative ways of, you know, of pursuing the course of their lives. Yeah. Because as you say, the standard view is that you finish high school, you go off to college for 4 years, and, you know, maybe even more education after that. That's the course of action a lot of people take without, you know, as you're suggesting, without really even thinking about it. Because if you don't do that, then you're some kind of a loser. Is the strong implication in American society. You're some kind of a loser if you don't devote yourself to this. Now, I'm not a hypocrite in that I did follow that path. That's true. And I'm not saying nobody should ever under any circumstances follow that path. I'm not saying do as I say, not as I do. But I think in this environment, things are different from when I went to school, and they're different in two fundamental ways. Number one, three fundamental ways. Number one, I think the college campuses are far, far less desirable places to be than they were when I was in school. Yes, we had political correctness and we had irritating people on campus and we had totalitarians who couldn't stand even one dissenting voice. We had that, but it wasn't nearly as suffocating as it is now. I used to speak on college campuses over the past 10, 15 years, and now I just don't have any interest in doing it anymore. It's just the environment there is not conducive to civil discourse. I just don't want to do it. So number one, the campus is not as attractive. Secondly, the economy has changed. It's no longer the case that you go to school for 4 years and then you just sit by the phone and within half an hour, somebody will call and say that you're worth something and then you go work for them. That's not necessarily how it works. And a lot of these jobs are kind of short-lived. So it may be a better idea to, you know, get the kind of experience you get with Praxis, go that way, or even start your own thing. But it's not 1957 anymore, where you just do the standard thing and you get the standard job. It's not working that way. And then thirdly, you've got all this medical stuff now, primarily this with crazy COVID restrictions. You can't socialize. You can't do this or that. You have to wear a mask and, you know, it's all these sorts of things. But then, of course, the vaccine requirements at a lot of universities. You have to get a vaccine and they think that'll help stop the spread, but they obviously are not very well informed. What a big surprise. The hysterics are not very well informed because the vaccines don't seem to stop the spread. That seems to be the pretty clear conclusion that we're drawing. It certainly after the first couple of months doesn't even provide protection against infection. So it doesn't seem to be stopping the spread anyway. So just mind your own business. This has nothing to do with you. If you think the vaccine will protect you, then you get it. But of course, that's not, you know, the universities are where every fashionable opinion gets amplified. So of course, it's happening there. And now you have some students who think, why would I, when I have a risk profile of basically zero. And you may say, well, there aren't that many side effects from the vaccine. Well, that's debatable, but let's say that there weren't. Still, if there are any at all, and I'm a kid who already had the virus in particular, then I am at basically zero risk for COVID. So the only risks would be those side effects. So why would I expose myself to them? And it just doesn't make sense. Why can't I make my own decision based on the available information? So because of these three reasons, it's no longer simply obvious, or it shouldn't be, that you finish high school and you just go off to college. That now, I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm not saying that I would never recommend it, but it's far from obvious that it's the best or only course of action in this case.
At absolute minimum, if you're a family with, you know, teenage children and you're starting that decision process of what are post-high school plans, you should be considering all of your options as opposed to, like you said, like when, you know, people that are at the age where they're having teenage children, when they were in school, it was absolutely the 100% default. And same thing with my generation as well. That's no longer the case. If you're not looking at alternative options, because there's more than ever and more popping up, then you're doing your family, your children a disservice. So the great news is, like I mentioned, there are more alternatives than ever. And I feel the silver lining of all the COVID stuff happening over the last 18, 19 months within education is that it is accelerating tremendously, like the move away from being dependent on college. Starting last summer, we saw an influx of applicants, high quality applicants that were completely disgruntled with their college experience. They experienced that, you know, early 2020 spring semester, how terrible the customer experience of college was when they switched everything to online. And then once it became clear that, you know, 90% plus of colleges were going to stay online for the fall semester, I think a lot of people were like, okay, I didn't even really enjoy my college experience in the first place. And now they're making me pay the same very expensive tuition for a much inferior product that they're providing me. I have no other choice but to look at other options.
Hey folks, let's say a quick word for our sponsor, Skillshare. We're living at a time when I think a lot of us feel our spirits just ground down by the news and what's happening in society. And frankly, we could all use something that lifts us up. that gives us purpose, that fills our hearts with joy. And Skillshare is just the thing. It's an online learning community with thousands and thousands of classes across a wide range of creative areas. So we're talking animation, photography, illustration, design, but also productivity, entrepreneurship. I was just looking through a new class on indoor gardening. So we're talking about houseplants, veggies, herbs. It's a tremendous variety of ways to get out of your comfort zone, explore something new, or build upon something you're already kind of good at and get even better. Now, because I'm a nerd who loves productivity and efficiency, I've taken Productivity for Creatives, Build a System That Brings Out Your Best by Thomas Frank. These are all manageable classes of often very short duration that get right to the point. You can do a class project, get feedback from a great community, and bring a little light into your soul during a dark time. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/woods, where our listeners get a 1 month free trial of premium membership. That's 1 month free at Skillshare.com/woods. Let me say a little something about Praxis, just in terms of what I know has been the experience of my listeners. I've had a bunch of Tom Woods Show listeners who themselves are young and heard about Praxis, applied, and have had a successful experience. In fact, I've featured some of them on the show when I used to promote you guys. I had just had them on. I said, just go ahead. I'm going to turn the microphone on. I want you to talk about what it was like. I've run into, in my travels around the country, parents who have said, thank goodness I found out about Praxis and told my son or daughter about it, because they've got a huge head start on their peers who, because they have no debt, because they didn't go to college, they have no debt, while their peers were in school fighting against indoctrinators and crazy people. My son or my daughter was going through the Praxis program, was working with a business and getting experience and ultimately earning money instead of paying it all out and being saddled with debt. So they've got a several-year advantage now over all their peers in terms of experience and earning and not being in debt. And so I have had people thanking me for doing this. And of course, I've known Isaac for a long time, and everything he does is great. He's been a great, great asset to the Liberty Movement for a long time. So I could not endorse you guys more strongly. But I was particularly keen to talk to you when I found out about the response of Praxis to the various vaccine mandates on college campuses and the way that you're going to try to help at least some college students decide where to go from here in their lives. So talk about that for a minute.
Yeah. So this week we announced, first of all, this is the first time we've ever had a formal COVID-19 policy for the program. And I'm going to read it super quick. It's, your vaccination status is none of our business. We respect your right to determine what's best for you, as well as your right to privacy. We will never inquire about nor discriminate on the basis of vaccination status. And along with that, update to the policy, we're announcing the 2021 Praxis Medical Freedom Scholarship. That's for any student who's been affected by their university's response to COVID-19 and they're looking for something different. We will honor a $1,000 tuition scholarship to the apprenticeship program for any of our 2022 cohort. So if you're a student or you know a student who's not comfortable with the very, very strict regulations on college campuses and like you said, just straight out dumb policies, check out Praxis. We'll be having an exclusive workshop for Tom Woods listeners coming up. That's at discoverpraxis.com/Tom Woods. And you can learn more about the program and learn more about that scholarship offer as well.
Well, I'm going to make this even easier for my people because my people are used to tomwoods.com/X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
So I'll redirect from tomwoods.com/praxis. And Praxis is just the way it sounds, P-R-A-X-I-S,
yep.
tomwoods.com/praxis. And that will get you signed up for that workshop. Because honestly, I know there are a lot, at least half of Tom Woods Show listeners are parents. So I did a demographic survey some time ago. So I know this is the kind of thing that even if your student or students right now aren't facing this problem, they will someday. And so it's good to consider all your options. And this is an excellent option that, as I say, plenty of Tom Woods Show listeners have done. And it makes them stand out also. because when they go off to, maybe they want to get another job. Maybe they don't want to stay with the company they started off with through Praxis. Maybe they want to get another job. For that job, the people making the decision are going to be looking through a lot of applications. And all those applications are going to be, I went to the, you know, University of Northern Idaho or something. There's nothing wrong with the University of Northern Idaho, by the way. But I'm just saying, all these interchangeable universities, and they'll all be saying, I am somebody with a great skill set who is excited about bringing to your company my commitment to blah, 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 blah. But then your kid has an application that says, I didn't do any of that. I jumped right into the business. And I already have a portfolio, or I already have a track record, or I've already got references. I've got this, that, and the other thing that none of my peers have. Which one do you think is going to intrigue them the most? You know, so that's why it's very important to think through. And you may say, now, this isn't for my kid. I think we're going to go the traditional route and we'll find him one of the 7 remaining sane colleges or something, and we'll do that. Okay. And again, for some fields, that's absolutely sensible and no one's rendering any moral judgment on you. But I am saying you should examine all your options. All right, that's enough of my soapbox.
So one point to hammer that home, Tom, about the signaling value of opting out of college and gaining experience in the real world. And essentially, that's what Praxis helps you do. The myth that companies, growing businesses, care so much about your degree status that you won't even get a look from them or an interview from them if you don't have a college degree is just flat out wrong. Before I became CEO of the program, I was leading our job placement efforts and building our hiring network. I've talked to hundreds of companies, hundreds of contacts, you know, from CEOs to, you know, actually sane HR directors and sales managers and such. I've had 2 phone calls out of, you know, probably 500 that somebody from the company said, sorry, we don't hire anyone without a college degree. 95% of the time, they don't even ask about, you know, are participants from Praxis, like, did they go to college or not? What they want to know is, how do I know they can come in and create value for my business? And that's, you know, if you're a young person looking to build a career and, you know, get into quality companies and keep learning and building skills and for yourself, that's the question you should be asking yourself, not what formal education credentials do I need so that people will want to talk to me for about a job.
Right. And I'm telling you, I know, because I think some of us have unwittingly absorbed this conventional wisdom ourselves.
Right.
That, well, okay, maybe we'll have to make a real sacrifice not to go to college because there'll be a lot of employers who just won't even give us the time of day. Again, think about if you, forget about mystery phantom employers, think about you as an employer. Think about that stack of resumes. And there's one that sticks out like a sore thumb, and not in a bad way. And not like listing, here are all the details of my prison record. I don't mean sticking out like that. I mean sticking out, I've been in this particular field since I was basically a kid. And I've been working on this. I've been devoted to it. I've taken an alternative route. I'm willing to think in unconventional ways to get results. Well, maybe that's what I want, especially if I'm a small growing business looking to outshine my competitors. Do I want somebody who takes the conventional route all the time, necessarily? Or do I want at least that one guy on my team who's willing to do things differently, roll the dice, take a risk, an intelligent risk, a risk that obviously in his case paid off? Maybe he's bringing something unique to my company, and I would be missing out if I didn't consider this guy. I tell you for a fact, that's what I would do. That's the kind of person I would be looking at. So let me ask you just quickly, in a typical year, how many people are you admitting into the Praxis program? By the way, apparently, we were talking on the phone, there's no particular time that you have to apply. Like, you have to get into the program by August or something. Even if you're in the middle of an academic year, you can just say, forget this, I'm not doing this anymore. And you can go crawling back to Praxis if you want.
Right. So we start new cohorts of apprentices 9 months out of the year. So our applications are always open on a rolling basis. We have a lot of applications right now, you know, from freshmen and sophomores in college where they were giving college like one last chance. And within a few weeks of this semester, they're like, this is my last semester. I won't do this to myself anymore. So we're getting a lot of those applications for January right now. And we have cohorts available all the time. So anytime you're ready to drop out of college or consider other options, we'll be here for sure. And then Tom, what was the first question there? I lost track.
Oh, well, I think I may have just been yammering on, maybe not necessarily with a question, but how many people come through?
Right. So yeah, right now we do anywhere from 105, 10 to 125 in a given year. And the story of Praxis, from my perspective, Tom, is that over the first 8 years of the program running, we've done all of the hard work, put in the blood, sweat, and tears to like really prove out the model of the program. And for the last few years, we've been consistently accepting around 100 to 120 participants, putting them through the program, go through boot camp. We help them get, you know, awesome early career jobs at growing companies. And then we provide them 6 months of support during that time. And then honestly, the best thing about Praxis, I think I hear from participants, is that it really does become a long-term networking community that you stay a part of. So we have alumni that are 3 years, 5 years, 10, you know, not 10, 7, 8 years out of the program now, that they're still, you know, gaining value from the network. And they're also, you know, coming on and hosting workshops for new participants and stuff. It's really cool to see how the ecosystem is built and developed over time. But I think we're at that inflection point where I could very easily see us going from, you know, around 100 to, you know, the 300 to 500 range in the next couple of years. And that's predominantly because compared to when we started the program, there's more people than ever looking at alternatives. I think, you know, in 5 years from now, it's going to be very like your average normie that isn't listening to Tom Woods, they're looking at other options in college just because of how crazy things have become, you know, on all fronts, you know, the financial side of college, the actual outcomes as far as, you know, jobs and career readiness, and then everything that's going on with COVID and all the woke stuff.
I just want to make sure we emphasize something in particular. Now, how long is the apprenticeship period again?
6 months. So you go through a 6-month boot camp that culminates with you landing a job with a company or a network. And then you're hired full time by that company. So if you're doing good work, you want to stay there. You know, they want to keep you on. 90% of participants stay on at the companies they apprentice with for a year or two. But you get 6 months of dedicated support during the, you know, the first portion of your job.
Okay, good. So you have a job at the end of this thing, not just during the period as the apprentice, but at the end, you can just keep on working there if you like, or you can take what you've learned and go somewhere else. But, you know, that's not a bad offer you're getting here from Praxis. That's not a bad arrangement, especially since the world of the 4 years in the insane asylum comes with no particular guarantee. You could be sitting by that phone for quite a while. So it's an amazing thing, honest to goodness, amazing thing. So parents and, of course, let's say ambitious younger folks, you should go to tomwoods.com/praxis and get the information you need to see if this is right for you. But I think it's really, really hardcore that you guys decided that you would have this special scholarship for people who are stuck in these colleges because of the COVID vaccine requirement.
Tom, I frankly got tired of seeing every day, you know, companies and colleges forcing medical decisions upon their students, their employers, et cetera. And, you know, we haven't been extremely outspoken about this stuff. We've been focusing on building the best program, serving our customers, but it's gotten to the point where I feel like the small contribution we can do is like, make it clear, like, hey, like if you don't feel welcome on campus or in your job, like we will help you build the career you want. And, you know, we still value your privacy, as far as, you know, your medical freedom. And I just thought this was one small thing we could do to contribute to that message.
Well, it's great. It's great. And we need a lot more institutions in society willing to step forward and say, we're not going to demonize a huge chunk of the American population. In fact, we're going to help them the same way we would help anybody else. So tomwoods.com/praxis is where you should go. I'll link to it at tomwoods.com/1979. And I hope people will go to that, listen to the presentation, and decide if this is something that makes sense for their own children to pursue. So thank you very much, Cameron, for talking to me and for doing what you guys are doing. It's never been needed more than today.
Thanks, Tom. Really enjoyed the conversation.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for today. Now, next episode, number 1980, is going to be a similar family of episodes in that today's episode was about breaking free when the circumstances call for it of the university system. But in the next episode, we're going to be talking about what to do to break free from so-called cancel culture. Like, what do you do when you get doxxed on the job? Oh, look, this person wrote this blog post. You better fire him, that sort of thing. What can you do to prevent yourself from being in that situation? But if it does happen to you, what next? What would happen to you next? What steps can you take next? We're going to talk to a very interesting guest about exactly what to do in that situation. So if you like and appreciate what's going on here at the Tom Woods Show, then do please become a supporter at supportinglisteners.com. And among the many benefits you receive, in addition to transcripts of all the interviews I do and many goodies, many, many goodies. Wait till you see all the goodies. You also get membership in the Tom Woods Show Elite, which is my private group for normal people. And heaven knows we need that nowadays. So check that out at supportinglisteners.com, and I'll see you next week.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.